believe, joins Hush as a sensory-deprived horror film classic in 2016. 2016 has been a banner year for horror film aficionados, and particularly the ones who enjoy films without sight or sound. Hush was about the deaf woman in the woods that streamed straight to Netflix, was an instant classic, but Don't Breathe actually becomes one of the best horror films ever made. Is that hyperbole? Yes, but still, it's an incredible film. It joins a list, short list, Alfred Hitchcock. It's produced by Sam Raimi of Evil Dead. And what we have here is a film that takes the subgenre of the horror film, which is the home invasion movie, of which we've seen different even spin-offs in recent years, including the Purge sort of series, which is about the sort of a counter-response to the spin-off of the home invasion movie. The sort of the Last House on the Left type things. And what we have here is this sort of tension between the wealth and the have-nots, the 99%, the Occupy sort of subsect. And we are set in modern-day Detroit, which is a perfect place to show wealth inequality. We have three young sort of teenagers type that we've seen from like The Weekenders and all these other sort of these sociopathic millennials, as they are frequently viewed, are breaking into houses and stealing that which they are sort of unwilling to work for through hard work. And so what we have here is a Vietnam vet who, of course, represents the established sort of order of working hard and earning a living. And he's earned his money the hard way, which is having a child killed in a hit and run. And he's sort of squirreled the money away in his house. And so they break in to steal that money. And what you see next is the most incredible display of money earning in movie history. And that is to say, the characters in this movie earn that money from robbing that house. This is a superhero strength, sort of. It falls along the mythology of that. Those who have deprived senses in some way, like in this case, the protagonist who's blind, has superhero hearing, and also has a dog, a mean dog. So you have these teenagers who are stuck in this house with this incredibly strong and incredibly hearing repaired gentleman who wants to sort of kill them for trying to steal his money. And it goes places you don't think it would go. Spoiler alert, there's a woman locked in the basement who happens to have been the woman who killed his daughter in Hit and Run. She has been artificially inseminated with his future child in a description of retributive justice that it can only be described as a grotesque and interesting conversation to the idea of what is fairness and justice. This is one of the most pro-choice movies by default that you'll ever see, and also one of the most exquisite examples of using silence as a character. Alfred Hitchcock famously, in his interviews with Truffaut, talked about his approach. What made Psycho such an incredible movie was the fact that there was a lot of tension buildup, that which you don't see, the sort of red herring, the ability to show objects which may or may not come into play later, and then to let things play out in the imagination of the audience. This movie, the pacing is so slow, and you really feel trapped inside that house. And the silence, which works so well in this film, it's one of the great films in American history. It joins Sounds of the Lambs. Should be an Oscar consideration. It's just an incredible display of efficient and confident filmmaking, and one that should be celebrated for decades to come.